We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy Thursday. The storm isn't here yet. It will be. Everyone's very, very worried. We like to start your day off with a keyword of cash.
Cowboy. C-O-W-B-O-Y. Cowboy. Texted into 72881 for a chance at winning $1,000 in this national contest.
We have got a lot of stuff to get to today.
And I'm going to start the show with a warning.
Oh, God.
About you.
Yeah. She's not in labor. She's not in labor.
Okay. So I never sleep. Okay, like notoriously a horrible sleeper. So you
I'm
can
telling
assume
you, once they legalize pot in Missouri, I'm telling you, Jamie, you are going to sleep like a baby. CBD is one thing, but anyway,
CBD doesn't do anything for me. I bought the pen.
If you want to get rid of it, I know a guy.
So I feel like I'm always a little punchy because I wake up every 90 minutes during the night. You though are the bubbles and sunshine half
always.
Of the two.
Always. I'm always glasses half full.
But just generally, pretty mellow. I walk in today, and again, I had my normal night, and, exchange niceties and stuff, and at least you come right out and say it, I'm cranky today.
Yeah, and I don't have any reason to be cranky.
So, and that, as I can tell, that has not subsided in the 90 minutes since I saw you this morning.
I don't know what it is. My back hurt when I woke up, and then I did the normal stuff. I wake up, I make my pregnant wife breakfast, I make myself breakfast, I sit down, I brew my coffee, I put the dog in the cage. I almost experienced road rage. Like, for some reason, I'm driving to work, and I hate this. You know how I get it that the speed limit's 35 on Antioch, and I tend to drive a little faster than that on Antioch between, 95th and the radio station. That's about where I live in that area. And I'm behind a green SUV, and to the right of me are two cars, and everyone's going 34. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we get to the light at the same time. I'm thinking, oh, maybe one of them will take off quicker. I can dip in and pass them, and then I can be on my way. And I know that you're supposed to go 35 or max 35. And I know that if I go 45 and get to Shawnee Mission Parkway, I'm going to beat you there by about a minute. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But still, that annoyed me. I don't know.
So I don't know what that's going to mean for today. But we'll see. You don't look at the text line, which generally is what might aggravate me.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't look at that. So you're going to be spared that today.
I mean, I look at the schedule for today, the plan for today. I don't see a lot of stuff on here that's going to get me mad today. So,
oh dear.
I know. I
you
say
never
it.
Think that.
It's like, but
then,
we're not talking about the Trump shutdown.
Yeah. For those who say you talk politics all the time,
we're not
talking any politics today.
I mean,
not unless something happens. If something happens, then yes.
Maybe some local stuff. But the Trump shutdown continues. I don't really want to talk about day 27. You know, Pelosi's speaking. I don't want to get into any of that. Like, I'm going to do my best, Jamie.
Yeah.
To stay positive with everyone here today.
You know, I wouldn't try.
Okay.
I'd just let it go.
Just kind of see what happens?
I just let it be what it is. Don't fight it.
All right.
Go with your mood.
Okay.
It's cloudy out, you know?
There's like an ice storm is coming.
I would say just kind of go with it.
Yeah.
And we'll see. We'll see where things go.
All right, let's talk religion.
This was your idea.
Let's start off by taking a cannonball leap into the pool of religion.
Again, not my fault. This is going to be one of those days. Not my fault.
Well, nothing was in the opening grid, the opening top left corner, the 10:05 grid. I'm like, all right, let's just do this.
There are plenty of options. This is just the one you happen to choose. So there's a new survey out from Lifeway Research. So, religious organization doing research. And it shows that large numbers of young adults who frequently attended Protestant worship services in high school are dropping out of church. 2/3 of young people say they stopped regularly going to church for at least a year between the ages of 18 and 22. Scott McConnell, executive director for Lifeway Research, said that means the church had a chance to share its message and the value of attending with this group, but it didn't stick. So this is called the Student Dropout Survey. The Nashville-based group interviewed about 2,000 U.S. adults between the ages of 23 and 30 who attended a Protestant church twice or more a month for at least a year in high school. The interviews were done in 2017, but it took them this long to put this together.
Takes a while.
Okay.
It's Tennessee, right? No, so, where is it at?
Okay. So the 66% who said they stopped attending church regularly as young adults cited a variety of reasons for leaving. The survey listed 55 and asked them to pick all that applied. On average, wow, they chose 7 or 8 reasons. The reasons fell under 4 categories. Nearly all, 96%, cited life changes, including moving to college and work responsibilities that prevented them from attending.
Huh.
73% said church or pastor-related reasons led them to leave.
Mm.
Of those, 32% said church members seemed judgmental or hypocritical, and 29% said they did not feel connected to others who attended. 70% named religious, ethical, or political beliefs for dropping out. Of those, 1/4 said they disagreed with the church's stance on political or social issues, while 22% said they were only attending to please someone else. And 63% said student and youth ministry reasons contributed to their decision not to go. Of those, about 1/4 said they never connected with students in student ministry, and 1/5 said students seemed judgmental or hypocritical. And I'm going to point out that those two words, judgmental and hypocritical, are coming up a lot in this survey. Of those who dropped out, 71% said they did not plan on it.
Did not plan on dropping out,
right,
but something changed on their
path.
They
intended, or they learned something after they got there that led them to leave.
All right.
So it's got me wondering a couple things, and you can text in 22980 or 576-7798. Those of you that are over this window, did you grow up? Because that's what it tells me. These are the kids that grew up going to church.
Yeah.
Left the house or left, you know, some of their parents' control and got to make that decision on their own and decided not to go. So were you one of those people, and I'm asking listeners, were you one of those people that went to church a lot as a kid and made the decision to stop going? And if so, why? Because I just listed to you a bunch of reasons that might be possible. But also, is it a problem? You know, is it a problem that we have fewer young people going to church? Is there anything in this? Like, is this good news or bad news? You know, how do you feel about fewer young people going to church?
576-7798. I think it is a fascinating survey because I am that survey. I went to church pretty much every Sunday. I was raised Catholic. My senior year of high school, I made the decision to become confirmed. And I went shortly for a little while after that. And then I stopped. And I haven't gone back. And my mother, Catholic, still goes to church. My grandmother, very Catholic, like worked at the church. And one day I said, I don't know if I'm going to go to church this time around. And my mom said, your grandmother would be very disappointed in you. And my grandma's sitting across the room and says, no, I wouldn't. It's his decision. He's an adult. Mm-hmm. He can make that decision. And I thought, okay. And then there's been so much in the news specifically about the religion I was brought up in. I was brought up Catholic and with the priests and the boys and and all that kind of stuff. I didn't think it was right for me to go back. I've probably been to church outside of funerals. I've probably been to church twice in 15 years.
Only 10% of the people they talked to said they dropped out because they stopped believing in God. Only 10% quit going because they stopped believing in God. So the other 90% mm-hmm. that quit going to church still believe, are still spiritual, and probably still religious in a way. So what's the problem with the church? How do we need to change church and the church experience to keep people who are young going?
Did you go to church as a kid?
No.
Okay.
So I don't have skin in this game.
Okay.
I just wasn't raised. It's a personal story about my dad and being in Vietnam and all of that. But my dad, my parents made decisions based on my dad's war experience that we were not going to be a religious family.
Would you ever think about starting?
I don't have a strong feeling about it,
okay,
to be honest.
And that's the way I am now, Jamie. I agree with you.
I don't feel like I miss anything by not going. I don't feel like it's a necessity. Now, when I have kids, maybe that'll change. But I don't feel like I'm not having a big like life complex about it, about the fact that I wasn't raised religious or wasn't raised to be in a church. And the rest, and a lot of my family goes. I mean, my last name is Monticelli. Vast majority of my family is Catholic.
Sure, sure.
But I also don't feel less connected to my church-going family because I don't go.
Did you go to church as a kid and stop? Maybe in your teens or 20s? Why? Did you always go? Has it been a problem if you stopped? Where do you fall in on this survey? The fact that you may not attend church like you used to.
Lifeway Research, which is a ministry of Lifeway Christian Resources, has done this survey of 2,000 people between the ages of 23 and 30. And what they found is that 2/3 of young people say they stopped regularly going to church for at least a year between the ages of 18 and 22. The number that I cited just before we went to break was of those that quit going, only 10% said it was because they stopped believing in God. So it wasn't a lack of belief or lack of spirituality that got them out of the church. And they've got a ton of reasons, but the words hypocritical and judgmental come up a lot. A lot of them said church members seemed judgmental or they didn't feel connected to others who attended. Some said they disagreed with the church's stance on political or social issues. Some said they were only attending to please someone else. Others found it just not to be aligned with what they believed at this point. So we were asking you a couple of different things. Are you one of those people who particularly, you know, grew up going to church and then quit going between that age of 18 and 22 and you're out on your own for the first time? But I'm really curious about kind of the bigger question of, is it a problem? You know, do you take this as bad news if churches, for whatever the reasons, and again, a lot of them are being listed there, if churches are losing the young population, once they're able to make the decision for themselves, is it a problem that churches can't keep young people in their churches?
576-7798. Michael in Kansas City, you're on KMBZ. Hi, Michael.
I grew up in the church and everything. I was probably 18 or so when I stopped going. And it's because I thought I was being judged, and I'll tell you right now, being a Christian, like, they may go to church, but most of them are not real Christians, and those are the most judgmental people.
It's a little tough to understand what you're saying. So most of the people that go to a church are the most judgmental?
No, yeah. Like, yeah, the real Christians that believe in the Bible and all that, those are the ones that will love you no matter what you do, and so on and so forth, the Bible says. The ones that go there just because they go on Sunday, I think the Christians, the other ones are the really judgmental ones.
And which one are you, Michael?
I try to be the really good Christian, but I'm human, and I am the judgmental person, but honestly, I am. I'm sorry about that, but I felt like I was being judged when I was a younger teenager kid.
When did you start going back? You said you left around 18. When did you start going back?
I found my new home when I was about 22 or so.
Okay.
And I've been gone since then, but I left again about 6-7 months ago. My pastor had to retire after medical issues, and I ain't found a home yet.
Michael, thank you for your phone call, man. We appreciate you getting in. 576-7798. Neil, you're on KMBZ.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, yeah, so I was raised in church, went a couple of times a week, and right when I turned 18, I pretty much stopped, and it was a combination of things. It was, I could make my own decisions. I was working full-time. Over on the Kansas side, you were old enough to go to some bars, so me and my buddies started, you know, going out playing pool and going to the bars over on Kansas side. My life just got busy. And, you know, also I think when you're, you know, late teens, early mid-20s, that's the time where you're kind of searching and kind of exploring a little bit, double-guessing some stuff in life. But I went through that phase, and when I was 26, I went back and started attending church again. And I have 3 kids in their 20s, and one goes to church, one doesn't, and one rarely attends.
Why doesn't the one that who rarely attends do so?
Well, she's kind of saying the same thing that I said. She believes, you know, in the faith, but busy, just lots of stuff going on. Okay. And stuff like that. But, you know, I think it's hard for a person in their 20s, you know, to like, I'm going to go to church all the time. There's so much more out there. And I think the country is little by little becoming more secular. So, you know, it is what it is.
Neil, thanks for your phone call, man. Let's go to Andy and Eudora next up. What's up, Andy? Do you still go to church a lot?
I do. I went through a very short period of time where, like, well, my family goes, so I'm not going because I want to make my own decisions. And now I've raised 5 kids, and I work with high school kids, and I have found that the more I share with them, I know that they'll be able to go out and test the waters, but I think they'll come back because we're very non-judgmental now. And the kids that I teach, we say, you can tell us anything. It stays right here. And sometimes they just want to be heard. And so I feel like, as the Catholics, we've come full circle, and now we're maybe the most welcoming and the least judgmental.
So,
that's
Andy,
my opinion.
I'm sorry. Can I ask, what's the problem then? You know, why do you feel like churches are losing young people in that window? And I'll ask the big question I asked a few minutes ago. Is it a problem, you know, or is it just kind of a fact? We're not looking at it one way or the other, or is it a problem?
You know, I don't think it's a problem at all, because our church that I go to is very vibrant with a lot of young families. I just think there's a window of time when that 18 to 20, whatever it is, you test the waters, or when I left, it was because my job required that I worked nights, and Sunday was the travel day to the next place. It wasn't because I didn't like the church. It was just like, hey, it didn't work out, and then I came back. And I was welcomed with open arms, and nobody ever said, well, you know, you haven't been here for a long time. It was so welcoming. I just think it's a testing waters time, and that we shouldn't get all flapped up about it, that we just allow them to come back when it's their turn and accept them and get on with life.
Andy, thank you for your phone call. We appreciate it.
And I think the problem is, what if they don't come back? I mean, I think everybody's hoping that it's just a break they're going to take while they're out on their own. What if they don't come back? And to me, that doesn't matter. But does it matter for the church if they don't come back? You know, churches definitely have a role in our society, particularly when it comes to helping the less fortunate, and you're losing those people that could be real role models in the church.
Let's ask Mike. He says that he left. You're on KMBZ. Mike, why'd you leave?
I grew up Baptist, and as soon as I got out of the house, I quit going, and then I went in my late 30s, and it, like several former callers said, if you want to be judged, go to a church, especially a Baptist church. And they're just kind of a point system in churches. I mean, they got their favorites. It's just kind of disgusting, and it's about the money. And I don't want to get into politics, but I've been questioning God in general for a long time, and God forbid if you do that in the church, you're not supposed to question it. But Trump, when Trump got in office, he is such an unethical, disgusting person, and all these what I thought were good preachers support him. I was like, I'm out. I don't want to be associated with anybody like that. I mean, they got their blindfolds on. I don't know why you could look at that guy and think he's a godly man. That's when I'm out.
Can I give you the reason that a lot of people gave us? And I totally get your struggle, but I'm going to speak on behalf of a lot of people that say they voted for Trump. And the reason a lot of people gave was, it's not Hillary. That they went on party, that they believed in what he believes party-wise, and that more aligned with their values than what Democrats believe.
Right, and I was also, I don't want to say raised, I was in a Republican household, and now that I'm older and look at my own opinions now, I'm like, I'm not really one way or another, but I also feel like he picked those values because he knew he could get the evangelical vote. You don't think that? I don't know this for a fact, but I say to a lot of them on the abortion issue, I'm pro-life, but I think it's a woman's choice. You don't think that man has ever paid for an abortion in his lifetime? I guarantee you he has. He knows he got the evangelical vote by supporting that. And I say to the people of faith, because when you have struggles, and I'm having plenty of struggles now. Oh, you got to have faith. Have faith. Why don't you guys, that they vote for Trump or anybody on the Republican side on the abortion issue, and I'm like, wait a minute. Why don't you have faith if you vote for that other party who believes in pro-choice that God will take care of those unborn babies? Leave it up to God. Well, that's different.
Mike, appreciate your phone call, man. Thank you so much.
Very insightful.
Talking about you, and if you have left the church, and if you have gone back, or why you've stayed away, or why you have left. Lots of different reasons for why that may have been. 576-7798. There's a story out. You can read the survey on our Facebook page. It's also up on Twitter at KMBZ Radio.
And the bottom line is that two-thirds of young people between the ages of 23 and 30 say they stopped regularly going to church for at least a year between the ages of 18 and 22. Some went back. Not all are going back, or some haven't gone back yet. Only 10% say they stopped believing in God. And that's the reason they went. Mm. So the rest are leaving for other reasons. And I'll tell you again, the words that come up a lot in their reasons are judgmental and hypocritical. So the church does not align with their values anymore.
Right back to the phones. We thank everybody for hanging on through the break. We go to Paul. What's up, Paul? You're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Yes, I started going to church 9 months before I was born, and actually have never stopped going. I would like to suggest, since I'm a retired minister, sociological reasons why what this phenomenon is. First of all, the Lifeway organization is part of the Southern Baptist denominations. But historically, during the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s to some degree, the church was used as a way for rural population that was migrating from rural areas into the urban and city areas to assimilate into the urban society. And so that's why there was an upswing in church attendance during those periods. Secondly, I would suggest that people are moving from, well, there's a breakdown in denominationalism. Denominations are seemingly going away, the concept of denominationalism, and people are moving from religion or specific doctrine of denominations into spirituality. And then thirdly, I think if you look at all of the organizations throughout the United States, that it's what I call a graying of the organization. All young people, not all young people, but almost all your organizations, if you look at them and attend their meetings, you'll see that there's very few young people there. They're just not involving themselves. So I would suggest it's not all a religious or a situation of that they've turned off to what's going on, but it's just a society shift in people's thinking.
Okay. Hey, Paul, thank you so much, man. We appreciate you getting in. Three good points. Sonia is in Missouri. What's up, Sonia?
Hi, I just want to say I love you guys so much.
Oh, thank you very much. First. We appreciate it.
You guys are fabulous, all of your segments, all of you guys, all of Dan Parks, and of course, Jonathan, and Rod, you know, all of
them. No love for EJ and Ellen. No, go ahead, Sonia.
I love you all. Yes, EJ and Ellen, I love them too. They're really early morning, though, so I'm kind of past that. But anyway, I just wanted to say, I'm 55 now. I have kids from 35 to 17. Okay, I went to church when I was a little kid forever, every Sunday, every Wednesday. I went every chance I got. But then when I was little, I could read for, you know, pretty early, and I would look up stuff. We didn't have children's church. They made me feel like, I mean, I remember the preacher pointing straight at me and saying, "You're a born sinner. You were born a sinner." And I carried that into my life until just this year. I finally was able to get some relief from my penance of being born because I ran from myself and I ran from God and I ran from anything good. I just ran from it. I mean, anything bad, lots of bad things happened in my life. They never got fixed, you know, all that stuff. And one of my older kids, he doesn't believe in God anymore. The second, my daughter believes in it, but doesn't really go there. My younger kids, they just think that it's hypocritical. They think it's crazy to spend that millions of dollars on churches when people are starving in the other countries and all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? And they're just more, it's just different now.
Is there any chance to go back?
For me? I've gone to a million different churches, okay? I have been to Pentecostal, Baptist, Christian. I've been to I've never been to Catholic Church. That's the only one I've ever been to. I've studied the Native American way. I've studied, looked at the Korean. I've looked at the Mormon. I've looked at it all. See, and now I'm just in this. Anything that puts your feet on the path to a good place and everyone else's around you is a good thing. And we all have just one God. I don't care what you want to call it. Call it Allah, call it Jesus, call it, you know, whatever you want. Buddha, I don't care. God is only one person, one thing, one entity. And he, spirituality, I think, is the way to go. Like Paul said, they're turning towards spirituality. I believe that. Believe in being good to yourself and other people. And that's what I think, and that's what I tell my kids.
Sonia, thank you so much for the phone call and the kind words. We appreciate it. Let's get Galen up. Galen in Kansas City, you're on KMBZ.
Hi there. Yes. So I also was one of those that, as a young man, always went to church every Sunday. And then when I went to college, of course, I never went to church. In fact, well, of course, I did show up just before finals week, you know, hoping that God would help my brain absorb material. But what I have been listening to is people talking about judgmentalism, which I experienced as well. What I was fortunate to do was I was fortunate to run into a church that is open and allows whether you are gay, straight, to even be ordained members of the church, and that's the Episcopal Church, E-P-I-S-C-O-P-A-L. That's Pepsi-Cola shaken up. That spells Pepsi-Cola. That spells Episcopal. I did not then get into ordained ministry till much later. But I will agree with what many people are saying. You know, it is time for the church to tack. You know, sometimes we find that a ship, when it's sailing against the current winds of society, the way that it sails against the wind is it tacks back and forth. And I have heard, you know, here at the Church of the Good Shepherd up on Shoto Drive on the Northland, many times that the church needs to sometimes change its ways. Well, we always are a body that is always flexing and changing with society. But we can still maintain our rituals, our rites, and our love for one another. Here at Good Shepherd, our goal is always to come frequently. We have a Saturday and a Sunday services where you come and worship God. Acknowledge that we are all broken. Do our best to love each other. And once we practice that with each other, go out and do our best to love others in the world.
Galen, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. Let's go to AJ in Westport next up. AJ, do you still go to church?
I do not, and I actually came from a Catholic background like you did, Wicked. Born and raised Catholic, very large Irish Catholic family. We all went to Catholic school our whole lives. My parents were very involved in the church. I even moved to Kansas City from Nebraska to attend Rockhurst University, and I used to go to Mass every Sunday when I was at Rockhurst. But once I hit my mid to late 20s, I stopped going because I was kind of burned out with it, quite frankly. It was just kind of the same thing over and over again. I liked the singing. I like that part, but hearing the same verses from the Bible that I've heard 8 million times and hearing the same homilies from the pastor that you've heard 8 million times, I just wasn't getting anything out of it anymore. And I still enjoy going to like Catholic Christmas Eve Mass with my family. That's fun because, you know, it's Christmas and you sing Christmas carols. But to me, and you mentioned this, Jamie, the hypocrite word is really prevalent. And this is just one example. I used to work with this lady who was Catholic, went to church every Sunday, gave up something for Lent every year, but she was a horrible, horrible person. And just because you go to church and sit in a pew every week doesn't mean you're a good person. And you see that quite a bit. And to me, being religious and being a good person is practicing the values that you were raised with, not going to church every week. Nothing wrong with going to church every week if you choose to do that. But for me, it's practicing the values that you were raised with.
How old are you, AJ?
I'm 47.
47. You haven't been back in how long?
Many years.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Hey, thanks for the phone call. Last word is Christy in Leawood. Christy, did you leave the church?
We left one church and joined a different church.
Okay.
My husband and I both grew up attending church very regularly. And I will say when you're 20s, you're often running around a lot and getting up and going to church may not be your priority. When we had kids, we started going back to church more, giving them that foundation. I will say, I think churches are smart to offer childcare, because when you have very small children and you've been up since 4 a.m. on a Sunday, you're kind of happy to push them off to somebody else and just sit in a pew and drink a cup of coffee. So I do think that that is helpful to a certain extent, and it gets you there. It helps you sort of meditate on your week and think of some, you know, positive things that are happening in your life and feel blessed. But I completely agree with AJ. There's so much hypocrisy, and just because you go to church doesn't make you a good person. And I think that the pastors have a huge weight on their shoulder, because if you feel like you're being judged, or that you're preaching about being loved and loving others, but then you won't actually honor homosexual marriages because of religious issues, or you're judging somebody because they got pregnant out of wedlock or as a teenager, that starts to creep in a little bit, and you're wondering, how can you say you love everybody and we should be Christians to everyone, but yet these people are somehow wrong and don't need the Bible? And I think that for millennials is a huge, huge issue with church. If we should love everybody, then that's what we should be talking about, and not talking about when people go down a wrong path by the Bible that somehow they're a bad person. So, and I think homosexuality, I think, is a huge issue with churches, because younger generation don't see that as anything that's wrong.
So, oh, absolutely. My generation, I'm an elder millennial, but if my generation from 22 years old till me, and I'm 37, I'll be 38 this year, you know, we view gay marriage a lot different than my parents view gay marriage, or even, you know, the generation, Jamie, your generation. It's probably more accepting than the boomer generation, which are our parents. But you and Gen X, me as millennials, we're cut right there at the year line. I mean, my generation is more acceptable. What will Gen Z, or the iGen generation, kids that are, you know, 13 to 21 or 10 to 21 right now, what will their acceptance level be of it in 10 years?
Yeah.
And what will their church participation be in 10 years? And that's huge with a lot of people when it comes to the church.
And again, maybe we'll get into this more later in the show, but should we care? You know, if young people are leaving the church, does it have an impact? Because to me, I'm more interested in, you know, the societal role of the church, you know, and what it does, because I think that's where, you can get people that maybe aren't religious, at least appreciate that role of the church, that a lot of, food pantries are run by churches, and a lot of homeless shelters are run by churches, and that they do a lot of really good work in communities. And I think that's where you want young people, you know, you need the young people to help do that work. And If there's something going on in the churches, and some of you on the text line have mentioned, you know, the molestation in the church,
yep,
and, you know, and that's turning you away, and that you don't trust your kids to be there anymore, and you know, you don't feel like the message fits you anymore. I mean, I think there are things the church can change to get young people to stay.
I think a lot of people, maybe it's an older generation, maybe young people don't think about this too, the tax exempt status of a lot of churches, where they bring in all this money, don't have to pay any taxes, build these super structures,
yeah,
and don't ever have to pay any taxes or anything along those lines.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.